even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we're back now, and just in this segment here, Henry, did you have your answer that you were looking for?
No, yes, I did, but he mentioned the name of something on the second thing, not the deposit, the safety deposit box in Nevada, but the second thing he mentioned something else, and they called
it
Nevada
LLC,
something. What is that called?
The LLC, the Limited Liability Corporation. Isn't that right, Grant?
Well, I think I mentioned two different things. This is extremely hard, but I mentioned the three options for storage of your paper assets, which are very confidential, different levels of privacy. The private safe deposit box,
right,
that you can store stock certificates, bonds, cash
flows,
any number of things. You have a limited partnership, which is a separate entity that you can store investment funds in that you control but don't own. And you also have a trust checking account, which can be used for short-term storage of funds, but that does not have you have protection that the other two do in terms of your security. A trust does not relieve you of any personal liabilities, as I understand it.
Okay.
I hope I got this. Is extremely difficult. I'm sorry for the difficulty here.
What about the complex trust in Rockefeller?
No big deal. All right, Henry, we have to move along, though.
Okay.
We'll get him back again, okay?
Yeah.
All
good,
right.
Okay.
Thank you. Joe in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe. You have a quick question for our guest, Grant Hall.
Yes, I do, Rick. Hi, Grant. Can you hear me?
Hi, Joe. I enjoy your calls. I'm sorry I can't hear you better.
Okay. I'll try to do my best. Number one, Grant, I put all my security systems in my Heavenly Father, and I think he's the best protection we have for all things in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to start off with that as a basis. I understand that all telephone calls go through Jerusalem in the state that we live, and they screen for keywords. Do you know anything about that, and could you elaborate on it a little bit?
I believe I heard you correctly, that all telephone calls go...
These companies that are directly out of Israel, the Amdocs, Comdocs systems.
Yeah, I really can't comment on that because I would just be speculating. I don't know.
Right. Well, okay, we've established that point on the program anyway for many times, but assuming that's the case, Joe, how would you like to go from there now? Exactly what direction would you like to?
Okay, I'd like to go to the book of Acts, chapter 2,
mm-hmm,
where Peter said, this is that, the tongues that were spoken. He said, this is that that was spoken of by Joel, the prophet. You know, many ministers speak of these tongues that were spoken at Pentecost.
Mm-hmm.
And they always talk about the tongues, but they never establish what the tongues said, the tongues at Pentecost.
Right, right.
And I'd like to give the what the tongues said over the program today. I think
yes,
it'd be apropos to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Those tongues that were spoken at Pentecost said this,
yes,
that the Antichrist would mm-hmm appear in Jerusalem,
right,
and steal the freedoms of our people.
Right.
Now, you don't hear that taught from many pulpits today.
No, you don't.
And are not the freedoms of our people being stolen away today?
Yes, they are.
Bit
and
by
you know,
bit,
it's interesting.
Piece by piece.
You're right. Jerusalem is in fact, in Israel, high-tech is the most, really the most propitious industry today. And indeed, we have reason to be concerned about where this is leading in terms of control, digital age, and so forth. So that's my comment. But if you want to hang around for a few minutes more to answer that, Grant, you're welcome to.
Oh, sure, I'll stay on.
Stay on for a few minutes, if you can, after the break. And, Joe, you hang on, too, if you'd like. We'll be right back, and we're bearing with the communications problem, but we're doing okay. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, and Grant Hall, our guest, has graciously consented to stay over a few minutes more since we have a couple of more callers. Are you still there, Joe?
Yes, Rick.
You are. All right. So what you brought up is very interesting, and what I'm amplifying on is also, I think, important, too important to pass up, Grant, about this high tech and this degree of digital electronic surveillance and control. Eventually, I believe the whole world will see some sort of this big brotherism right there from the monitoring of the world, the situation, and individuals, whether you're tracking or not, whether this mark system or not, will be in place. You see, that's what a lot of people are looking to in the prophecies, you know.
Yes.
I don't know if you have any comment on that or not,
well,
Grant, but.
Surely, and I believe that total control is the eventual plan. That's my perception of what the government wants. I believe that we have a responsibility to take it one step at a time and do the best we can dealing with the present first and using the tools that we've talked about tonight somewhat. But I have no doubt that that is the plan. I just don't know how it's going to play out.
Right, right. Joe, a final thought?
Yeah. Well, Jerusalem, from my 50 years of study, in-depth study, is going to be the capital of the one-world global government. And, you know, there was a global government at one time in the form of a giant named Goliath. And nobody wanted to go against him. He was a quite a giant, and he was quite a beast. And this young boy, one time, he took up some smooth stones, and he slung them right into the forehead of that giant. And I think we should pick up the same stones and sling it right into the forehead of that giant in Jerusalem.
Oh, I like quoting your style, the scriptures. Joe. I really like I like what you have to say.
Quoting the scriptures right over the phone, right through their heartbeat, and let them hear it in their ears, just the way David did. You know, Ezekiel, the prophet, his name means God strengthens. There's the bloody city chapter in that book. Wilt thou judge the bloody city, O son of man? Wilt thou judge the bloody city? Two times for emphasis, referring to Jerusalem in verse 19.
Right.
So we have the tools, we have the ability, and if we got the strength and fortitude and faith to do it.
Amen. Very true. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that.
Thank you, guys.
All right, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Joe. I just I thought you had a pause there, and I believe I interrupted you. We really have a sound problem here, and I'm
that's all
apologetic.
Right. You're
to the
doing
best,
pretty well under the circumstances.
Doing the best I can.
No problem. Let's take another call now from Tennessee. Gary. Hello, Gary. You got a question for Grant Hall.
Hello?
Yes, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
How you doing tonight, Grant?
Okay, sir. Pretty good.
I was kind of a little bit miffed about this guy that was bragging about how many CDs and videotapes he had and whatnot. He must have a pretty good job. I'm a little man out here in the woods on Social Security.
Uh-huh.
I put out my little survival manual, and Grant Hall is featured in that.
Oh,
and I would like to get an email address to contact him so that he might, give me a paragraph that I can add to this.
Oh, did you hear any of that, Greg?
Oh, just very, very faint. I think he had some good things to say. I wish I could hear it all.
Well, he said that
I wonder if you could interpret it for me or just relay it to me, Rick.
All right, he wants your email because he has
incorporated. That's fine. I can give that out on the air. It's on the website as well. It's just the word contact, then the @ privacycrisis.com. Well, we've got everything linked to the book title. Privacycrisis.com is the website, and the email also is contact, then the @ privacycrisis.com, and just make it to my attention, Grant Hall, and I'll get it and I'll respond to it.
Are you saying that it's privacy.com?
No, sir. Privacycrisis.com is the website.
I haven't read your book. I can't afford to buy it. I'm on $800 worth of Social Security a month, but
okay. I think I've heard part of that.
Yeah,
it's at the upper level of the price of books, and I do not apologize for that. I did the best I could with that.
Get more information about the book. I hate putting stuff on my survival manual that I haven't read or inspected, and et cetera.
Well, contact him at the email now.
I will do that. And
all right, Gary.
I think he's on the right track. I don't think he's too far off from what I've done.
Well, good for you. There you see eye to eye. All right. Excellent. Thank you for that. Let's take a call from Joe in Texas now. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Yes, Joe. Joe, are you there? Joe, are you there? Counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10. Joe, did you leave the phone? He might have done that. We'll give him a couple of more seconds, and then we'll just say goodbye to Joe. Unfortunately. All right, we'll say goodbye. But if you are still on the line, my producer will let me know, and we'll pick you up. But so you see, actually, we have had some good questions and very good comments on you and the book tonight, Grant. And it's definitely very fruitful. The fruit are beginning to take hold. The seeds are being planted here by what you have suggested in your book. And they will continue to harvest, I believe. They will reap a good harvest for you and for everyone because, you're helping out. You're helping getting the word out. And people need the word. Far beyond this audience, certainly all over the world, people need to know what the situation is. As we just said, it's not just in America, but worldwide. How's that?
Oh, I appreciate those comments, and I agree with you. I'm doing the best I can, and I think Americans will keep their freedom and continue to educate themselves and do as we've always done as a free people, and that is demand that we have the rights and liberties that we're supposed to be afforded by the Constitution, and we just have to continue and persist and have the confidence and the faith to go forward.
Yes, indeed. And let me just take a quick, moment here to ask you, since you have been involved in the stock business, what was your perception of today's reaction to this massive sell-off in the stock market?
Well, I don't give investment advice. I'm just a private investor that does the best I can. But what we're seeing in the market is we're in the latter stages of a bull market. A bull market is an uptrend in securities, and the bull market began in the last one in March 17th, 2003. And bull markets in every security, every commodity, every thing that is traded publicly, generally throughout history have lasted 2, 3, or 4 years. The longest one in history is, I believe, 52 months. So with time only as a guideline, we have to be topping out, and many securities have topped some months ago. So in terms of reactions, I basically watch the tape and I watch the charts. The fundamentals are secondary to me. But even though we're just a little off the top in terms of percentages, I still see the market as being in a topping formation.
Very interesting. Okay, well, we'll talk about that after. But right now, it's time to let you go and get some rest because you've been very busy. And I appreciate you being with us again tonight for the past hour and 15 minutes. So we'll do it again, I'm sure, Grant, and there'll be more questions for you.
Yes, sir, and Rick, and I appreciate your you being such a fine host, and I appreciate all the callers as well, and I really have learned a great deal from being on the show.
Sure, it worked out very well, actually. So we'll get those names, and my producer has them, and the address, okay?
You bet. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Grant Hall, author of Privacy Crisis. You've heard enough now. You can go out and buy the book. It ain't the cost of a Rolls Royce, that's for sure. All right. Well, anyway, we are going to take a break, as we normally do at this time, and we will be back with more, Lord willing, to discuss, including some of what Bob Chapman is saying in his latest forecaster, the International Forecaster, which, of course, as you know, comes out midweek and for the weekend as well, and then twice monthly, the hard copy. But we'll be discussing some of what came out just yesterday. August 8th, midweek issue of the InternationalForecaster.com. Get on his subscription list if you can. And he'll talk about these U.S. markets, talk about events concerning the worldwide ramifications and George Bush's presidency as much as other things as well. So we'll be right back. Our number is 800-313-9443. That's simple. 800-313-9443, toll free, and we'll get you on the air. No problem with our phone lines, but I think that Grant Hall had a few problems with his. So anyway, we'll connect you to me, and I will be able to hear you. You'll be able to hear me, and we'll chat if you wish. Otherwise, I'm going to do some talking when we come back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Bob Chapman made some interesting observations about how George Bush has, canceled his summit in Singapore with Southeast Asian leaders. That's a usually interesting diversion from what a president who's got such low approval ratings would normally do at this juncture. Usually they travel abroad, try to take the heat off of them. Well, here he's canceled this trip. And Defense Secretary Gates has done the same. And he's saying that's pretty significant because the Latin American tour also was an important one planned. That region is drifting further and further away from America now, as you know, with the fallout from this war and foreign policy adventurism. So he says with an approval rating of 26%, he's hamstrung by Iraq, which gets worse each passing day. I'll get back to that in a moment or so, but let's go back to the phones. We have Clinton in Wisconsin, I believe. Hello.
Hello, Rick.
You're on the air, yes.
Thank you. Can Mr. Hall hear now?
Oh, he's gone. He's not with us now.
Oh, okay. Well, anyhow, what I was going to say was, in Wisconsin, you could opt out of having your photograph put on the driver's license.
Uh-huh.
There are religious waivers, and many other states probably support the same thing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And another thing that I found very interesting lately is doctors are starting to use blackmail. They're working covertly for police, and to use some of the methodologies that Hall is talking about, I believe, would be compromised for anybody that needs health care, because they simply, a doctor will not even see you anymore unless you sign a written statement to allow them to have access and share any kind of information pertinent to you under the rubric of it being health care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, that too is true.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yes,
very
it is.
Very dangerous situation today in this country.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
see,
so that's all I needed to say. But
all right.
If anybody wanted to discuss the idea about not having a photograph on a driver's license, I haven't been stopped too frequently.
Yeah.
But doing commerce with it generates some questions and some hesitancy when somebody asks for your ID.
Right.
And I've gotten into the habit of simply stating something non-committal, like the state does not require me to put my photograph on the license for the activities I'm involved in.
Right.
If anybody ever asked what activities that were, I would have just said petitioning the Lord in prayer.
All right. Okay.
So, good night.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Clinton. All right. That's a good point as well. I know there are, you know, I have a cousin who, what he does is he does not carry his driver's license on him. He actually keeps it in the trunk. Now, that may or may not be a good idea, but when an officer stops him, he's had a few stops, and he's come pretty close to having an altercation. In fact, he did. He went to court over these issues of seat belts, not wearing seat belts, which he will not wear, because of his protest against authoritarianism, and so forth. Been in court, told the judge where to go, and he actually made out quite well with the intervention of someone from the Attorney General's office at the time. But in any event, he will not carry his driver's license on him. He doesn't feel like he should have to, that he should not be living in the Soviet Union. So when the officer asks for his license, he says, well, I have to go get it. Well, where is it? Well, it's in my trunk. Because usually, you know, policemen get a little suspicious, but, you know, they're right there, and they're armed to the teeth and ready to kill and murder and destroy and everything if you should get out of line. But he has not had any problems yet. So he has gone to the trunk, opened it up, and, yes, he has gotten the license out and showed it to them. So that's just another variation of that. But I want to get back to Bob Chapman and what he says about this strange situation with Bush and Gates not traveling now to take the heat off of them, but actually staying home. What does that mean? What does that indicate? Does that indicate that there's something planned? Does that indicate there might be something going on? Well, he said that we might interject that if the Illuminatis, those in control, believe they can suppress a revolution in America, which has some 450 million private weapons, and they cannot control Iraq, they will get stopped dead in their tracks by Americans fighting for their freedom, he says. If it comes to that, we can promise every one of these Satanists that they will be tried and hung. As distractions to solve internal problems such as domestic financial collapse and to increase internal political power, you say, the distractions, wars and occupations have now become a terrible liability. Now the focus, he says, of negative events have in part shifted back to the internal threat known as the terrorism scam. And this is to black out the military and strategic failures of the Illuminists' foreign adventures for profit and institute a new bogus climate. Well, that may very well be what's happening. Indeed. Bob Chapman will be coming up in another week or so. There'll be much more he'll be writing. A lot more coming up, I'm sure. Who knows what may happen in a week's time. But we'll be right back. I can assure you of that. In 3 minutes, with more Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're- You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
All right, I'm back. Rick Adams, yours truly. And we're continuing here with Bob Chapman's column. By the way, tomorrow night we'll have an encore radio broadcast of the program. I will be off tomorrow night, just tomorrow night, and be back again Monday night, Lord willing. Monday night. Of course, Monday night's a holiday in my state, the only state which still has VJ Day, Victory Over Japan, believe it or not. It's called Victory Day now. They compromised on the name because, of course, it was just a little bit too much to single out Japan 80 years or 200 years after the war. But in any event, we still have some old-timers left who remember the, quote, sneak attack on Pearl Harbor. And they remember the Bataan Death March and so forth. So, you know, to quiet them down and to pacify them, of course, they have kept this this holiday for a few more years at least. And by then we'll all be gone anyway, right? Anyway, all right. So Bob Chapman says he talks about Ron Paul. And pointing out that we should never have been in Iraq and in Afghanistan, and in the first place, we should get out in the second place. Ron Paul knows we should withdraw our bases in 39 other countries, and our military personnel from 140 countries worldwide. This country is supposed to be a, quote, democracy, not an imperial power, Chapman notes, ready to pounce on anyone who ignores our commands. Why do we need 766 bases in 39 countries accompanied by 255,000 military personnel? If this is an empire for profit, we do not now know what that is. What is it if it's not an empire for profit? Tell me. So says Chapman. So he says, Americans are shielded by the media. They know nothing or little of what's going on. And it's near impossible to tell them the truth. They won't listen. They have been effectively brainwashed, Chapman says. They do not have the slightest idea that America is a colonial empire. But we can assure you, everyone else in the world knows it. Oh, my. These foreigners do not hate Americans because of their supposed freedoms and their supposed prosperity. They despise their government, which Americans are oblivious to. Our nation's citizens do not want U.S. troops in their soil, and they do not want war after war. Neither the foreigners nor Americans understand that America is not run by its politicians, but by other forces behind the government. You know what those other forces are. The Judeo-fascists, the Zionazis, who pull the strings from that city there in the Middle East. America is no longer the land of the free and the home of the brave, says Chapman. It's a craven empire run by evil people for power and profit. So, as he says, and this is significant, it's reminiscent of the 1930s in Germany, Italy, in Europe. The American Republic has become the American tragedy. Now, you see, we're talking about tonight's reports on the evening news concerning the massive sell-off of the stock market. What does that really mean? I think I put a little bit different spin on it than what Grant Hall said. And I would suggest that what we are seeing now is worldwide ramifications of this deliberate policy of the Federal Reserve System. And here in America, worldwide, the central banks of all of these countries, working with the Fed and the IMF, the World Bank, and these Satanists to bring about world depression. One world depression. Now, you know this happened before, and it happened in the 1930s. They had to get America off the gold standard. They had to get America on the Federal Reserve System, which is neither federal nor a reserve. So, you see, we are mimicking now those times, aren't we? I think we are. I think it's interesting, isn't it, that we're following the same pattern that was laid for our forebears in the 1930s. And you know what happened after that, don't you? You know what happened after depression, worldwide depression, worldwide war. And I do believe that is something that is being planned. Now, it will not be a long, drawn-out affair. It could be actually very short. Could involve nukes, could involve other weapons. However, what will follow worldwide depression and worldwide war? Will it be this man of sin, this system, this Kenite system created by the children of Cain as their final beast system, the final beast to rule over true Israel and the world? Yes, that is something to think about, isn't it? When they come calling, will you open the door? You see, peace and safety are their watchwords. George Bush always refers to peace. He always refers to security, constantly reminding us, peace and security, peace and safety. Hmm? Isn't that right? You bet it is. So, after the destruction that will come, will be a period of rebuilding, restoration, and healing. And miracles might very well be performed that would see a resurrection of this system that was referred to in Revelation. As you remember, the various empires from the Medo-Persia Empire, Alexander the Great, Babylonian Kingdom, the Roman Empire, all of these captivities, all of these controls, these totalitarian regimes now resurfacing under one universal system that would be run from Jerusalem. We were talking a little bit about that last night with Ted Pike again, with the film The Ten that we mentioned. The newest waste product to come out of Hollywood, out of the evil Jewish leadership. Well, the hate crimes laws that they've proposed would tie directly into the Global Anti-Semitism Act, which, of course, was passed by Congress a couple of years back. And that requires the State Department to record all of these incidents of anti-Semitism, as they call it, all over the world, even out into other planets, the universe, so that they will have a grip on it. They'll know which bed to look under when the time comes. Well, don't think it's that far-fetched. You see? All of what Bob Chapman is saying and what I'm saying here seems to indicate a worldwide global phenomenon now. It's not just America, but it's all over the world. And in fact, Europe is being strengthened. And Europe's role in affairs is being strengthened under this beast system controlled by the puppeteers who run things in the world. America's dwarfing. America is dwindling. America is surrendering everything. Her sovereignty, her laws, her liberty, her ways, her heritage, becoming insignificant, huh? That's the whole idea, people. That's what it's all about, isn't it? You bet it is. Destroying the republic through the empire, and then the empire collapses. And what will supplant it? What will replace it? That's the interesting question, huh? Right from the scriptures. 800-313-9443 is our number. If you have a comment or a question, you may talk about that or anything else in the time that we have left. We don't have a lot of time, but we do have some time, that's for sure. I think a very interesting night with the author of Privacy Crisis. And with what's happening now in the world situation, I think the anti may be upped a little bit. People are going to demand more control. You know, it's like when we had Watergate, for instance. And you remember with Watergate what followed it. Well, we had a complete revamping of our election laws, didn't we? And we had the Federal Elections Commission get strong, very strong, with new laws. And the old order was discredited, if you remember, the old political order in America, when government was investigating communism, congressional committees were doing their jobs. All of that was abolished and swept aside as relics, relics of McCarthyism. Oh, we had to do away with that. Oh, we had to do away with all of that, didn't we? But you see, can't do away with the history. Can't do away with the reality. You can wish it away, but you can't do away with reality. The reality is that for a long time, this government at least pretended to hold hearings in Congress to investigate the human cost of American foreign policy since World War I and in the previous century. Now, we're back to square one. We are back to the beginning again. Back to the new world order. It really isn't all that new. Oh, no, it ain't. It ain't new. Ron Paul, all he's doing, really, when you come right down to it, Ron Paul is a man ahead of his time, but he's certainly nothing new. What he's saying is actually quite old. It's as old as the Declaration and the Constitution. Hey, oh, that's not New World Order stuff. That's old world order. We can't have that. We can't have any of that, can we? No, we've got to get back to the policies of interventionism and continue to go up and down the world, the far-flung corners of the globe, and be the world's policeman. That's the name of the game. That's what it's all about, isn't it, huh? Oh, yes, be the crooked cop on the beat. And so we have these neocon attack dogs now, Larry Kudlow, Larry Lindsey, and others. And they, of course, are marching to the beat of the drummer. Mr. Bernanke, of course, playing the game that Mr. Greenspan played so well for 27 years or so. It's not just interventionism abroad, but it's also local domestic socialization of the economy. See, you can't just destroy America through involving her in these endless wars overseas. You have to destroy the economy, the people, the middle class, through socializing the entire economy. That's what they're doing to us right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's history repeating itself, isn't it? You bet it is. And the world sleeps. Whenever you go out, I go out, and I hear people, my goodness, I heard a man say tonight, he was getting nervous. He was talking to somebody in the restaurant. I'm getting nervous, and I knew what was coming. No, he's not nervous about the economy. No, he's not nervous about his job. No, he's not nervous about when the next shoe is going to drop. Terrorism. You know what he's nervous about? What the Red Sox are going to do next. My goodness. Will they be there in the World Series? That is the important question of the day. As people are totally oblivious to what's going on around them, and the nefarious evil illuminists that are running things. Say, Bob Chapman's right. He knows. He's had a world of experience in his lifetime. He knows what's going on. He knows human nature, too. No, they're not concerned about those things. They don't dare think about them. They're frightened to think of them. But they have to, eventually, because someday the chickens will come home to roost. And that day is coming sooner than later, my friends. Oh, yeah. Dick Cheney, George Bush, these men heading us toward martial law, as Bob Chapman notes. And then he adds that Congress is just as culpable as these individuals are in the executive. Of course, I mean, I can't say the executive because Dick Cheney says he's not part of the executive. He's not part of the American government. I can't really find fault with that, to be honest with you. He's not. He's above the government, and he's above the people. But the pretext for a martial law situation will be another false flag terrorist attack. That's what they're hoping they might be able to pull off sometime very soon. You follow? You certainly do. Well, I'm going to take a break because the clock says it's time, and then when we come back, I will take your call. Stay on the line, and we'll move you right up to the microphone when we return. But the clock says it's time for that final break in my program. 800-313-9443. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll have an encore program of Rick Adams' Uncensored Radio Free America, as I know there are many good shows. So we'll have Manny pick a good one. And if it's not good, then you blame Manny. You blame Manny. No, I'm only kidding you. Don't blame him. But we'll have a good show. A good repeat broadcast. And then hopefully, Lord willing, Monday night live again. Just a word to the wise. We'll be right back with Mike next, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
Okay. All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. And we are going to take a final call, I believe, from Mike in New York. Hello, Mike.
Rick, good evening.
Yes, sir, Mike.
Rick.
Yes.
By the way, I was hoping to be caller number six. I guess I missed out on that.
You were seven. I'm sorry.
Or maybe Henry in the Connecticut could have done with the freebie.
Well, anyway, we'll have him back again. And when he comes back again, he might very well give away a couple of more books.
Yeah, Rick, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but can you hear me?
There's a bit of a crackle on the phone, but that's okay. Regarding the economy.
Yes.
Taking into account Mr. Chapman's recent missives and today's market action, which we don't... where essentially the derivatives market and by extension the banking system basically had a nervous breakdown. I mean, these instruments are that arcane, they can't even be priced half the time. We could well be on the verge of an economic catastrophe.
Yes.
Now, here's the bad news.
Okay.
I'm afraid that the reason that El Presidente canceled his trip is that there is movement afoot. There might be movement afoot in the Middle East. If you cast your mind back to 2003, where the market was imploding, we had the invasion of Iraq, and this enabled the Fed to flood the system with liquidity, lower rates to 1%, etc. And that gave a big boost to, housing and everything else. Now, with God knows how much military hardware we have in the Persian Gulf, if the powers that be are still working according to the proven game plan, we can expect an attack on Iran imminently.
Well, you know, Congress is out to lunch right now, too.
Exactly. The time is perfect.
That, yes. And this is August.
The only problem is that after the attack on Iraq, the economy perked up, the stock market, zoomed, etc. Mm-hmm. Only problem is this time it'll be doomed for the dollar and any pretense of a viable U.S. economy.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to me that is checkmate.
What a scenario you paint. Very interesting. Could very well be.
Mm.
Mike, we'll have to watch it. Next week we'll talk more about that.
Rick, a final thing. I love those sort of Western lead-ins. You know?
The snippets. Yes.
The Western snippets. Beautiful.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rick.
Thank you. Well, let's take a quick call from Caleb. Hello, Caleb. He hung up. All right. He jumped on and he jumped off. Well, you know what? That's good, because I've got to jump bail now. I've got to jump off the ship, because it's time to cast myself adrift in an ocean of fatigue, ladies and gentlemen. But I want you all, Lord willing, to have a weekend of peace and tranquility within you, and the Lord be with you. Yahweh bless, and Lord willing, tomorrow night we'll have a good rerun, and we'll be back live, Lord willing, Monday night, VJ Day. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, good night and Lord bless.
A message for all.